So if we're not going to have much to look at outdoors, if it's going to be a little drizzly, well, of course, there are fabulous things to occupy our little minds indoors. And Annie Dugan is all about those options. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Well, we have an excellent exhibition that is already up and open at the Kruk Gallery just over the bridge in Superior. Folks think it's so far away, but it is just a hop, skip, and a jump. Over the bridge in Superior, the Kruk Gallery is located on the UWS campus in the Holden Fine Arts Building, and it features the faculty, the fine arts faculty at UWS. And sort of, you know, they go away for the summer, they do amazing work, and then they bring it back and sort of have this wonderful show and tell in the fall on what they did. It's sort of like a little art report for the summer. And one of the featured artists is Shannon Kuzno, who is doing some really fascinating printmaking work. She spends summers at this, they call it the Evil Prince Studio in St. Louis, Missouri. And it is this intensive printmaking workshop where you're, you know, 24/7 making these prints and doing just, she really pushes herself along with other compatriots. I mean, I think when you sort of have that feeling in camp where you can do so much more because you're with other people. Well, it's that feeling at the Evil Prince Studio. And so she's showcasing the work that she did there. She does these really large scale, you know, when we think of printmaking work, we think of 8.5 by 11 or 11 by 17. She's doing large scale, I think they're maybe even 3 feet wide pieces that are exploring. She uses the human body. She's talking about grief and trauma and motivation. So really intense interior thoughts through these large-scale prints. So those will be on exhibition alongside her other compatriots. Tim Cleary, who's the department head, does absolutely stunning sculptural work, which I think pairs really nicely with Shannon's work as well, because it's also informed by the body and it explores the body. Gloria Esslinger is a ceramic mosaic glass worker and has some really large scale work on view alongside Mike McGuire, who does large scale ceramic pieces. So it's just fun to see what faculty are doing. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and there'll be a special gallery celebration later on in the month, September 26th at 12:30. So at the noon hour, you can hop, skip, and a jump over the bridge for some lunch. So that is what's going on in Superior. Tonight, over at the Zeitgeist is an opening celebrating. It's an art opening and book release from 5 to 9 p.m. at Zeitgeist. It's called Hawks on High, and it is a huge celebration of Hawk Ridge. This space, you've been to Hawk Ridge. You've taken some wonderful photos there, Lisa. There's just something so incredibly thrilling about seeing those creatures, those prehistoric, amazing creatures that pass over us in Duluth. And so Penny Perry, who is a illustrator, artist of all sorts, has work that is in this book. And Phil Fitzpatrick has written poetry. I think when we experience nature in a way that we do on Hawk Ridge, where it's just so visceral, there's something that the arts can do that no other area of study can do. It can give voice to those experiences. So the work that Penny did for the book will be on view, and Phil will be doing a reading from the book. So it's, I think, also a really nice way to celebrate in multiple mediums this wonderful treasure that we have here in our Northland. And Woodblind Music will be performing as well. They are just, I think, I love that they've chosen this particular band for the performance, because there's something about when Woodblind performs, this is Jason Musso's band, that just gets your heart going. It's just sort of this like joyous release that you get sort of when you're watching those hawks fly by on Hawk Ridge. And then Tuesday, tomorrow evening, at Ursa Minor at 5:30 p.m., there is a lovely pairing. It's Pints and Pottery. And this is an event that supports the Duluth Art Institute Ceramic Studio. This ceramic studio of the Duluth Art Institute is a total powerhouse that has been working in Lincoln Park they moved there in 2004, I believe. So they've been the powerhouse for quite a few years, sort of in Lincoln Park before it was the Makers Central. And so I think it's really fun to be able to honor and celebrate the work that they've been doing. And so it'll be, they are having all things liquid related. So there'll be mugs, steins, shakers, pints, pilsners. If you come up with another vessel for the libations, let me know. That is what my thesaurus came up with this morning. But these are handmade drinking vessels alongside the wares of Ursa Minor. So both their wonderful beer, cider, non-alcoholic beverages as well. This is very much a family event to celebrate the power that the Duluth Ceramic Studio has offered us.
Well, Annie, will they have a flagon with a dragon?
You are so good.
Now, I just remember the movie. I just remember Danny Kaye in the movie and the brew that is true and the flagon with the dragon and the.
If they don't, they can probably whip one up for you.
All right. Just checking.
Yep. And that's our week in art, Lisa. It's a great one as always.
As always.
Five seats of March.
No kidding. Thanks, my dear. Let's talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature giving us kind of the rundown on arts for the week right here, Mondays at 8:20 on Northland Morning.